This is the Tech Talk for Accountants show with your host, Andrew Lassise, where every week we have a new guest to discuss the latest technology, apps, tips, and tricks to help you improve your accounting firm. This episode is brought to you by Tech for Accountants, an IT firm that specializes in cybersecurity for the small accounting firm. Many of our clients used to work at big firms that had all this crazy security and then went to work for themselves. And while they knew it was important to have great IT security, they just have too many other things to worry about and don't have enough time to actually learn this stuff. What we do is help bridge the gap so that even small accounting firms have great security at a fraction of the cost of doing it themselves, and it's all done for you. We offer listeners to the show a complimentary IT audit and consultation. Just go to tech4accountants.net/podcast. And you can book a free IT audit. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.
All right. And welcome to another episode of the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I'm your host, Andrew Lassise, with Brightworks. Still getting used to saying that instead of Tech for Accountants. With us today, Andy Root, the director of membership at Brightworks Academy. So as you can tell, the Right Networks and Brightworks has a knack for going for entrepreneurial Andy's.
Right.
The CEO walks by.
I think that, like I said, I think you're the only other one.
Yeah. So with that, so we're at the Inspire conference, and how long have you been putting these on?
We were talking about it the other day. So 2013, 2014 was when we started coming down to Sarasota, Florida, same Ritz-Carlton that we always have. It's funny because a lot of the same staff from 2013, 2014 are still the same, and we've created a great relationship with them. But since 2013.
So I'm curious, what's it look like now compared to then?
Oh gosh. I mean, at the time we wanted an event to get everybody together and in person. As we built a community, getting face to face and having people build those relationships has been fantastic. But I mean, we probably started with, call it 100 attendees, and now we're up to 300, which is about as much as the hotel can hold. But we always wanted to have this upscale, premium, exclusive event for our members. And what better place to have it at the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota?
Yeah, when my room was booked initially, because I was on Tech for Accountants when was booked. And so I was in the Ritz. And then when the deal closed, they're like, all right, you're going to the Westin. Yeah, the Right Works deal. I was like, oh, what is this?
But it's kind of like hallowed ground for a lot of our members. They know the people. They know the location. And so they look forward to it every year. And so we tried to, like I said, grow it. We're probably 300-ish of our members that come. But it's just incredible the content that we were talking about in 2013. Fast forward now to 2023, artificial intelligence, automation, all these things that we were thinking about and hearing about back then, but it wasn't as real as it is today. And now it's, incredibly real.
Yeah, I think, now we're 1 year after ChatGPT came out,
right,
where it brought, because the AI piece, that's existed, but it was just like in the Silicon Valley and like the developers, and they were, it was just like, those techies, they're talking about it. But once they brought it to like, here is what we've been talking about, and people could get that user interface,
right?
And then the gears started turning for everyone that, oh, this isn't just for the developer people,
right,
but like I can ask it to write a rap song written by Donald Trump,
right,
about like the benefits of a chandelier,
right. Yeah,
and like it'll get a pretty good one.
Spit something out.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that I think it's more tangible, people are more, I mean, they're accepting it because you don't have a choice. I mean,
right,
the last year, everybody's been saying, yeah, AI is not going to take your job, but if you don't use AI, you're going to lose your job.
Right.
That's kind of been the mantra.
Right.
But taking a step back, I'm curious, do you remember any of the topics from like the 2013-14?
Oh my gosh. Probably back then it was more, suites of software, like the whole thought of integration and using point solutions and different tools like that. Everything was in a suite of software. And so fast forward a little bit, so we were talking about a single client contact database back then, just getting your, and we're still talking about business model today, but getting clarity around who you want to serve, what do you want to sell, how do you want to do it, and still continue to refine your tech stack. You know, then fast forward, you know, 5-ish years, then it all went to kind of this best of breed, you know, APIs. We were talking about APIs. That was kind of a newish thing. Like, all right, this thing's going to integrate with this and I can pass data through. And so come forward a little bit farther and you're starting to see more consolidation, right? Where some of these other point solutions are now being created in some of these practice management, for example, is a really big one. You know, they're building engagements in, they're building payments in, they're building portals in where, and so what we're working with firms now is when it went to best of breed, everybody got app overload. Like there was a firm I was talking to who's using 35 applications, 35 different.
And in everything has its own, and I'm sure there's overlap on things. And just getting a new employee, I mean, a lot of my job, you know, I look back when I started the company 10 years ago and when I was choosing our internal stack and some of the things we still use today. But, you know, looking back on it, it's like, what was I thinking?
Right.
You know, the thing where we have our, like our customer history, like their purchase history, their contact information, things like that. Like I had to become so good with APIs and with Python and all this stuff that like, it's not, I'm not getting paid better for being good at it. Like it's great that like I've learned this skill that like in the microcosm of like, of Rush Tech Support now, Tech for Accountants now, RightWorks, like it's great that I learned how to integrate like these seven different softwares that don't talk to each other where I could have bought a single suite and been done with it. My buddy just called me earlier today and didn't pick up any text. He's like, tell me about HubSpot. And I was like, I don't have experience with it. However, it integrates with everything. So while I can't tell you firsthand, I can tell you all the crap that I had to learn how to program, I wouldn't have had to learn if I used something that at least integrates with everything the way HubSpot does.
Right.
It costs more, but the amount of hours that I spent and the wrong data, and then God forbid you choose the wrong software, trying to get off of it, migrate to a new one. Yeah, so you get a software and it's like, I need this one little piece. And then you investigate all these different choices. And then you finally pick one that you think is the best value, best features, and then you find out, you know, everything's got its flaws,
right?
You find out that there was something you took for granted with your old one,
right,
that doesn't exist in the new one. And gosh, I just have so many examples of it that I will just stab me and then twist the dagger of like all the wrong software stack decisions that I've made.
Totally.
So on the approach of what we were talking about, so what's it look like these days?
Yeah.
Now that there's like less of the app fatigue, or people have realized that it's crazy to have 35 apps.
Right. So we spend in RootWorks and now RightWorks Academy, we spend a lot of time embedding technology. And that's a big part of why these firms are members of ours is because they trust us to go out, because they, firm owner, they don't have time to go out and embed technology, but they're getting called left and right by technology vendors. So we spend a lot of time vetting those technologies. And we have a criteria of doing that so that we can go to our member base and talk to them about the pros and cons of those different solutions. And do they need them? Do they not? Now, not every firm's the same, right? So, and not every solution's perfect. So depending on, you know, what your must-haves are versus what are some things that you're willing to wait on or not have, you know, we want to help work with you and help you think through what the best and most ideal tech stack is for your firm, given your goals.
Yeah. The four-year firm piece, I think, is extremely underrated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I can only speak on my own experience, but we were going to go with the gold standard of IT software.
Yeah.
And we had to hire, like, part of onboarding with them is you must.
Are you here for a little bit?
Yeah. So off of my tangent of like how much I hate having a million different apps and learning how to get them together, tell me. So the conference.
Yeah.
So the November version of Inspire, what's going on here?
So we position, so we have two events a year, We have Empower, that's right after tax season, right? Kind of coming out of tax season, coming out of that marathon. What went well? What didn't go well? Because, you know, there's an accountant's clock and it's very deadline driven. So during the summer, that's when, you know, firms can really make major change. Inspire is really positioned at the end of the year to take a look back and see what are those things. Let's celebrate those things that you did accomplish this year, but also be very forward thinking and very thought leader thinking of what are the things that are coming out in the world in the accounting industry that I need to be paying attention to? And what are the things that I need to be thinking about to get ready to have a better tax season coming up than I did last year, right? And so we've been really working to get firms on this rhythm each year. And in between those, within our member base, we do coaching, right? We do a lot of consulting and education and workshops and things like that to help them with implementation. Because going to a conference is fun, but it's like a shot in the arm, right? And it's information overload a lot of
times. Right.
And the hardest thing for firms is they get all these great ideas and they go back and the work is still there waiting.
Right.
So how do I go back to the office and implement on the ideas? And so we hold them accountable to, here's what you said you wanted to get done. Here are your goals. Let us help you think through, so we can kind of really be that silent partner for them, and kind of help them be accountable to those things, because the work's there. And you know, a lot of people go back and they get right back into production. So right. How do we continue to help them step away and focus on working on their firm? That's just as important as working in.
Forward. And the accountability piece, I think, is also extremely underrated.
Yeah.
And I think it's a Tony Robbins quote, whomever I steal this from. They say, it's not I don't know what to do. I don't do what I know I need to do.
Correct.
Right.
And there's a great quote that I heard the other day by a guy who said, probably on TikTok or something, who knows how legit. He said, so the magic you were looking for is in the work that you're avoiding. And that just kind of like hit me right. And I thought, that was fantastic. I wrote it down. I actually put it on my mirror in my gym. So what are the things that I'm avoiding? Am I afraid of this technology? Am I afraid of this conversation with a client or with the staff? Right? What am I avoiding? And so I thought that was really good.
That's so good. Yeah. And, you know, the gears get turning in my head. It's like, I had someone that we should have let him go like 3 years prior,
yeah,
and just kept hoping it would change. It's like, conversation, right? And as soon as it was done, someone said to me, you know, every conversation you don't want to have, it's fine after 8 seconds.
Totally.
Just got to get it started.
Yes.
And I train for marathons. I'm about to do my fourth one in a couple weeks,
Yeah.
And the accountability piece of it, though, it's like, I know that all I have to do to train is get out of bed and run. Like, it is so simple.
Right.
Yes, you can, okay, which heart rate zone you're going to go and how hard, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, like, essentially, it's like, get out of bed and do something.
Right.
And there it is. And I literally hired my friend to come to my house. And he's like, dude, I just enjoy running with you. You don't have to pay me. I'm like, no, I do have to pay you, because that way, you feel obligated,
sure, yeah,
and I know, sure, that I'll follow through, yeah, because really my biggest motivator on things, it's not even I spent money, I need to follow through, but just like my commitment to somebody else. I know me and how I work,
yeah,
and I'm more motivated to not let somebody else down,
yeah,
than for me to not hit the things that, totally, I want to do. So having that accountability, totally, and hey, you said you were going to do this,
right?
And that's another piece that's extremely underrated, but that's been my experience for sure.
100%. And, you know, John Mitchell's getting ready to wrap up with a keynote on imposter syndrome. Accountants don't realize the value that they have, the knowledge that they have, and the value that they bring to their clients, right? It is totally, something that I think that they think that they don't have a handle on. But the value that they bring is more important now than ever. And how can they not be afraid of the technology and the AI that's coming out, but embrace it to help them, you know, bring that value to light, right? And so that they're not doing so much of the keying in injuries and production work, and they're more of a quarterback helping their clients move forward. That's advisory, right? I mean, that's really advisory. And so I as the profession moves that way, technology's there to help them get there faster and do it better. So
yeah, and the advisory piece of it, you know, when you have decommoditized yourself to your clients and become that absolute trusted advisor,
yeah,
it doesn't matter that QuickBooks comes in with a $40 a month bookkeeper. Yeah, yes, they charge a ton less than you. But I mean, just, you know, my own experience, and this is, you know, I'm a tech guy. Like, yes, I'm in the accounting world, but like, I'm a tech guy at the end of the day. And my own accountant, I remember this time last year, he called me up and it was, I don't know if I disclose all the details, but he was like, hey man, do this thing. I know it sounds crazy, but there's this weird thing that you can do, and it's 100% like with your specific situation, yep, and you will save a ton of money on taxes, yep, if we structure this way.
Yeah.
And like, he had called me, brought that up, but like, if he was stuck just focusing 100% on like compliance work and sure, only doing the stuff that everybody else is also doing,
right,
if your value prop is save you the most money on taxes,
right,
you know, you and everybody else,
totally,
right? And so like, if doing your job well is important.
Totally. And I mean, what's the value of him reaching out to you?
It was huge.
Right.
It was more than I have paid him, yeah, collectively in the last 5 years. Yeah. That one move, one time,
yes,
that he spotted,
yeah,
that, I mean, I'm not keeping up to date,
right,
on this stuff. I don't know,
right,
what any of these things are. He's like, if you invest in this, here's what will happen as a result of it. And like, this year I got my first tax refund, like ever. I've never had a refund.
Right.
Like, it's never, ever happened. Like, I thought refunds just don't happen to entrepreneurs. I just figured, and at the end, I'm just like, okay, what's the damage? And he said negative something. And I was like, oh, like I have to pay. It's weird. You started it with negative.
Right.
And he said, no, the IRS is going to mail you a check. And I was like,
really?
That happens.
Yeah, right.
Like, I knew it happened when I was like, you know, bussing tables.
Right.
But
yeah,
like, that happens. That happens here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I talk to firms all the time. My grandfather ran a firm for 40 years. Darren obviously had that firm for 30 plus years and now at Wrightwoods. But as you build your firm, you get into a reactive mindset because you're so busy in production. So reactive, that means if you're a client of mine, you know, you come to me as the CPA and say, hey, you know, I don't have a retirement plan. Can you help me with that? It's 100% in the realm of what I could help you with. But as the accountant, that's reactive for the client to come to them. If I have the right information and we have a more proactive mindset to say, we're going to capture the right type of data on our clients. We're going to mine that data so that we can be proactive to go out to them, just like your accountant did, and say, hey, I just noticed that Andrew could save a lot of money doing this. We need to reach out to him to let him know that. There'll be a client forever.
And
that relationship that you built, as much technology that's coming into the space and into the world, relationships are going to be more important than ever.
Like, right.
You still need that.
You know. Right. Because, you know, in the future, it'll just be like, here, connect to your bank account with an API.
Right.
And now your books are done because the robot is within X percent.
Right.
And, you know, the people at the bottom that are always looking for, what can I get it for cheaper, cheaper, cheaper? You know, those people are going to go that direction.
Sure.
And the people that are the clients that you want to work with,
right,
they will see your value. And so you're going to be working with the clients that you want to be working,
correct,
with. You're going to be having much bigger impact leveraging the knowledge and skill that you have.
Yeah.
And you're going to have more capacity to be able to learn more, to help more. And literally with my own accountant, I basically had two options with one of the tax planning things that we did. And it was like, I knew that option B would, in the long run, pay him a ton more,
yeah,
than the initial option A that he gave me. But because of the value that he brought, I wasn't looking at it just from the, like, how much money does he cost and will I pay, and a percentage of this if I project this and that. I was like,
I am extremely confident he will end up making more and he deserves it.
Yeah.
Not only that, he's the one that suggested like doing tech for accountants.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, he's the one that was like, hey, I gotta do this WISP thing. Yeah. Can you help me? Yeah. Like, okay. So like 5,000 clients right. later, like, all right. Yeah. Like you can get a point on this investment. Yeah. I'll let that go. So
that's awesome.
Andy, I want to be conscious of your time. It was great sitting down with
you. Yeah, absolutely.
Getting a chance to talk. So the conference has been fantastic. You know, I've been to a ton, and there have been some where I would not reach out to the Andy root of it. You know, it's like, oh, you're the president of this society, huh? Like, yeah, this isn't really made for people like you. Like, I don't want to talk to you or be here.
Right.
So, I mean, it's been great, just the entire experience.
Thank you.
And, you know, the attendees absolutely love you.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, tons of these people are repeat. Right.
Oh, I think I looked at the list, and the average firm has been a member with us 8+ years.
Yeah.
You know,
8+ years.
Yeah.
Like, that's not just, we don't feel like switching.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's not the Comcast bill that you're like, oh, yeah, I know, but I just don't feel like dealing with customer service. Right. So it's a testament, you know?
Yeah. And to watch the relationships and the community grow and flourish, you know, I look forward to seeing them, but they also look forward to seeing each other. You know, they all go out to dinner together, grab drinks together, or whatever. That's what's fantastic is building this community of right-minded firm. Not every firm wants to change.
No.
Not every firm wants to do these things. And so, by getting a group of like-minded firms, what's nice for them is to come here, hopefully relax in some warm weather at a nice hotel, and say,
"Well, not day one.
Not on day one." But say, I am not in this alone.
Yeah.
And there are other people here who are just like you, and I can help them and they can help me, and we can move forward, you know, together. And I think that that's by far the most powerful thing at the end of the day. They'll forget half the content. You know, it was all good. It's kind of information overload.
Yeah. Well, they'll remember my WISP one.
But they'll remember how they felt.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, and hopefully they retain some of the content. But they'll always remember how they felt here at the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota, Florida. So that's always the goal.
Yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't be able to keep putting it on year after year if people were hating it. And, you know, if you were hating it.
Yeah, totally.
I'd imagine you don't dread putting this on.
It's my favorite event of the year. You know, Sarasota is like a second home to me. I just watching people walk down the hallway into the conference main plaza area is an emotion. It's a lot of fun because it's, the entire team has done a lot of work putting it on over the last, you know, 6-7 months each year. And it's a lot of work, but man, it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hard work definitely shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. From someone that just, you know, I was introduced to it maybe a month ago. And
yeah.
They were like, hey, we're doing a session on WISP. And like, whenever I Google this thing, like, here are all the results. And then I found an article on CPAPA that wasn't with you in the title, but the whole article was about you.
Yeah. Right.
So I mean, but you know, so that's I'm coming great. Into it. Yeah. It's not the gigantic, like the QBC where like there's 10 million people, you know, it's intimate, but it's not so small that it's awkward.
Right.
For someone like myself that I am new in this world, new in this company.
Right. Right.
You know, like, and just the warmth of everybody and like the feedback, like it is definitely something special and not just a, yeah, we throw this on,
people come, right?
And you know, cool. Like we'll do the thing.
Yeah.
So, Andy, where can people learn more about you and the RightWorks Academy?
Yeah, absolutely. Always connect with me on LinkedIn. But go to rightworks.com and go to the Academy section, and you can read all about, you know, what we do. We're a membership organization. Everybody's a member, and we want their entire firm to be a member, because it doesn't start and stop with the firm owner. They got a whole team that they need to move forward inside of their firm. So we want their entire team to engage with this on different levels as well. So they can check us out online.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show. It was great talking with you.
Likewise.
And everyone, if you enjoyed the show, be sure to like and share. And until next time, thanks for listening to the Tech Talk for Accountants show.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I hope you enjoyed today's guest, And remember, you can go to tech4accountants.net/podcast to book a complimentary IT audit conducted by a technician certified by the AICPA in cybersecurity. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.